So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Okay, so first things first. If you're looking for our reaction to the wild NBA lottery, odyssey.com Rewind, we opened with it. We then talked about how everything that took place both on and off the court last night, the Pistons were a huge winner. Talk timeline, moves. I want to have a little fun with you guys. So all the rage now is this talk about AI, artificial intelligence, right? It's on your phone and it's going to take human jobs. And Kenny runs around. He thinks it's going to be iRobot soon enough. The point is, that is a topic I hate. The AI thing, I detest it. My favorite thing is retro logos. So I saw, I don't want to say a study, but it was an interesting AI generated. It was letting artificial intelligence rank the top 25 retro logos. You're out there in listener land. I mean, let's face it, whether it's the Wolverines when they wear their fun, you see the gear now that has the Wolverine with his little hat on.
The sailor hat. Yeah.
Rough Sparty. Or, hey, we all love the Lions retro logo. Retro logos are, I don't know, I think there's something really, really cool about it. I've always loved it. So what I wanted to do is this. Evan, Kenny, David, you. You guys each select your five favorite retro logos. And I want to see if artificial intelligence and human intelligence have any commonality here. I have the list, and here's what I will tell you. Seven of these are from one sport in the professional four. Seven. One of these, one singular of these, is a college logo. That if anybody gets this, I would tell you you're getting lunch for a month. Okay? One of these is in an other category, meaning it's not the Big Four. And it's not college.
Was it soccer?
I can't tell you that. Okay. Strike that from the record. Is everyone ready?
Yeah.
Whoever gets the most of these gets lunch tomorrow. And that might be one. This is not easy when you're thinking about all four pro sports, all colleges, plus plus. If any of you get one of these on the board, I'm proud of you. I think... If you broaden your horizons, everybody can get one.
Okay.
AI versus human intelligence.
Why does everybody got to talk about AI? It's all about AI.
Practice. Right, here we go. All right. This is per DraftKings AI ranking, the top 25 throwback team logos. Why don't we start with Rico Beard? What is your first guess?
My first guess, my favorite throwback retro logo, the Houston Oilers.
What's considered retro, by the way? Just old?
Yes.
Not the current? Okay.
The Houston Oilers did not make
this is
list.
This is fake news.
Okay. All right.
It's a nothing logo.
It's an oil derrick and pastel.
Yeah. Wait, it's the powder blue it's oil derrick.
It's a color is all it is.
Artificial intelligence says you're
it
stupid.
It doesn't know what it's talking about.
Okay. All okay. Right. All right.
We I'm can't trust AI.
No. A lot of intelligence. All right. Kenny Cott.
Yeah.
I have a feeling you'll be hockey-centric.
I will, but I'll start football with this one, the old-school green Philadelphia Eagle.
It did not make the list. 0 for 2, AI says, you're a dummy. Over to Hatchet.
Well, I'm going to go hockey. I'm going to go the old Gordon Fisherman New York Islander logo.
This isn't the 25 worst logos of all time. This is the best.
Oh, I love that logo.
Then you were the one. Congratulations.
We found him.
People hate. I love that logo.
Okay. Evan
so
Jenkins.
It's not on the list.
Okay. No. Evan Jenkins, Lord of Apparel.
Yes. I have to take this logo because I thought it was already going to be selected by the hockey guy, and that is the Mighty Ducks.
It is not on the list. I'm telling you, you guys have missed an obvious one from the world of hockey. That's all I'm saying. We go back to Rico Beard in his Crayola Caribbean Green hoodie.
So I'll just round out the hockey and say the Hartford Whalers.
Rico Beard, AI says you're intelligent. The number 3 ranked retro logo.
A little W?
It's a whale's tail into a W in beautiful Kelly green and navy blue. Over to Kenneth Cott. Number 3. Good job by you. Kenny.
I'm going to go the old Arizona Coyotes logo. The Kachina Coyote.
It did not make the list. Nor should it.
As he was saying it, I'm like, there's no chance.
It's an Art Deco Coyote.
It was awesome.
We probably hit our quota for hockey logos.
I don't think so. Over to Hatchet Man.
I'm going to go with the old Tampa Bay Buccaneers Pirates.
Guess what? You're a smart man. Number 18 on the top 25, and get it right. His name was Bruce the Buccaneer.
Bruce the Buccaneer, yes.
I wish they'd bring it back. I love that thing. Over to Evan Jenkins.
There's 3 of them here. I'm going to go with the Charlotte Hornets.
It is not on the list.
Come on, man. Buzz City?
I'll give you a hint. There's only one logo in the top 25 that features teal.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
All right.
Over to Rico Beard, whose shirt is not teal. It's Caribbean green.
You know what? I'm going to go with the old school Cincinnati Reds.
I love that little baseball, man. Yeah. But artificial intelligence doesn't. Oh. You're out. Over to Kenneth Cott.
Give me the old Winnipeg Jets logo.
Oh, shout out Teemu Selanne, number 15. The hockey stick made the J in Jets.
Wow. Ooh.
And by the way, what were they thinking when they got back to the league? Hey, look, we're the Royal Canadian Air Force.
Why would they do that? Why wouldn't they just go back to their original logo? That was great.
Your sport, you tell me. Number 15, Kenny Cott. So, on the board so far, we have Rico at number 3, David with number 18, Kenny with number 15. David, to try to take the lead. AI versus human intelligence.
I'm going to take it. I mean, you pulled me in with the teal, and I'm going to have to do it. It has to be the Pistons. I know it's not, but it has to be, right?
It is not.
I know.
You are out.
And it wasn't the Hornets. Huh?
Evan has a snarl on his face. You're up next.
Yeah, because I'm naming these awesome logos. How about...
But it's up to AI.
The Vancouver Grizzlies.
Number 6.
Yes.
Evan Jenkins. Shout out Big Country Bryant
Reeves.
That's
right.
That's a great guess, Evan. I was trying to pick Pistons better than
that.
That's
the teal one. Nice job by you. So, 1-1-1-1.
I was going to come back with that.
All right. Over to Rico.
I'm not really feeling this AI. let's go with the Atlanta Falcons Dirty Bird helmet.
Not on the list. Over to Kenny Cott to take the lead.
Give me the Quebec Nordiques.
Kenny Cott, you're a beautiful bastard. Number 10. Hey. Artificial intelligence respects whatever the hell the Nordique logo
is. Another crap logo.
Is that an igloo? Is it a stick with an igloo? What is the Nordique logo?
Couldn't tell you. It's just very old, and I like it.
Can any hockeynista tell us? Is that an igloo? Is that what that is? Kenny has 2. He has the lead. Over to David.
Go back to the NFL, and I'm going to give you the old Denver Broncos orange D with the Bronco coming out of it?
No, sir.
All right.
I will tell you, as an additional hint, there are 2 logos on this list featuring blue and orange as a color scheme. Blue and orange.
Okay.
Over to Evan Jenkins, looking to tie Kenny Cott.
I'm not going to take that as a clue. I'm going to stick with my guns, and I'm going to say... The Toronto Raptors.
Not on the list. AI does not respect Barney the Dinosaur. Over to Rico Beard.
You know what? I'm going to swing for the fences.
Baseball?
See what I said? Did there.
I do.
I'm going to go with the Detroit Tigers.
Not on, on the list.
You said blue and orange.
And I don't even think their logo's changed.
Over to Kenny Cott.
Give me the Minnesota North Stars.
Kenny Cott is on fire. Number seven. You know what?
David, what's on his screen?
Now, this is how we know artificial intelligence is garbage, because it lines up with Kenny's intelligence. That's a problem. Kenny has three. I mean, on fire.
Well, that and whatever he Googled. So.
No, no, you wouldn't dare.
I looked up retro hockey logos, Evan. Is that all right? Am I allowed to do that?
Should know him, but just Jack, saying.
He doesn't have the DraftKings list. We go over to Hatchet, looking to stay in the game. Moans don't count.
Let's go with the old school Miami Hurricanes.
Not Orange on the list. And... You're out. Over to Evan.
All right, I'm going to do another expansion team, this time in baseball, the Tampa Bay Devil Rays.
Not on the list.
I like that logo, too.
It was
I had the logo, but once you said there was no teal, I had to eliminate
over
that.
Over to Rico Beard.
You know what? The Montreal Expos.
Number two on the list. Rico,
that was my next guess.
Rico has two in the top three. You're in the mix. You have two. Kenny has three. David and Evan, one apiece. Over to
but
Kenny.
Mine are higher ranked.
True. Kenny.
But I have more of them. I like the old school Arizona Diamondback, the A with the green and the purple.
Good for you. Not on the list. Over to Hatchet.
Let's go old school Warriors.
Oh, the blue man group with the lightning bolt?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. It was awful. It Shout out Andre Kirilenko.
I'm thinking blue and orange now.
Baron Davis days.
Andres Biedrins. Steven Jackson before the strip club incident. Over to Evan.
I'm going to stay in baseball, and I'm going to say it's a classic logo, the Milwaukee Brewers.
Number one in our hearts and number one on the board, Evan Jenkins, the old baseball glove that was an M and a B. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Gentlemen, I'll do the reveal next. Here's what I want. Ticket texters, give me the best retro logo. If you think you can get some that are on this list that AI generated by way of DraftKings, I will give you the rest of these on the flip side.
I want to know the college. I had a college team, but we'll
You
do that
could
next.
Sit here for 3 days. I don't think you'll get it.
Okay. So that's
no, and it's not that it's a small school. It's that it's an obscure logo of a big school.
I'm going to show you what I have.
I don't want to see it.
Whoa, whoa.
No,
save I'm going to leave the room.
Save that for your dentist.
I'm out of here.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.